The Hangout with Jeremy Wayne.
In February, I had a guest on, one of my very first guests on the show from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter. Her name is Katie Voglio. And she joins me again because I got something coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend in Palm Springs. Katie, welcome back to the Hangout. So glad to have you on again. I want to let you know that you're my first repeat guest. You have that distinction.
Oh, I feel so honored. Thank you, Jeremy.
You're very welcome. I know that last time we were here in February, you talked about Meatless Mondays and the online cooking classes you had in March. And March is over, and you discussed you had this movie event coming up. Well, that was in April, and we're in April, and guess what? We're going to discuss that. It's called Love at the Drive-In. And before we get to that, I want to discuss the Palm Springs Animal Shelter. I know that you are the marketing and design specialist. The Palm Springs Animal Shelter, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Adopt, don't buy.
Yeah, of course. I think people don't realize how easy it is to adopt these highly desirable animals that everyone's looking for. It's kitten season. If you're looking for a kitten, we have over 25 or 30 that are in our foster homes right now, just growing. And that flood of kittens won't stop until probably October. So if you're looking for a kitten over the next few months, we're your place to come. All of them are spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated. We have some beautiful big dogs right now. Our big dogs always hang around a little longer than we'd like them to. We have a few purebred dogs, and I think that's the big misconception is you can't find a purebred in the shelter, but I think we're here to prove you wrong. So you can check out all of our adoptable animals on our website. That's the easiest way to do it, and we give you a bit of information about each one, age, weight, size, and a little bit about their personality, what we can learn in the time that they're here. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone to find their new best friend.
What other animals might the shelter adopt out?
Oh, boy. Sometimes we have guinea pigs. We have one right now. We get in a snake from time to time. Whatever comes through the door. We had a few really fancy roosters and chickens the other day.
We have
pigs.
Okay.
So you really never know what's going to come through the door on any given day, but if it comes in, it's going to go out.
I have to ask you, Katie, what's the most exotic, what's the strangest animal maybe you've adopted out? Most exotic.
I think the snakes always get me because it's just interesting how they come to us, and we have had a tortoise from time to time. Most of those usually find their owners relatively quickly, but we have had to find a home for a tortoise or two. So, if it comes in, it's going out. We're going to find a good place for it to live.
You're going to find a good home. Absolutely. And you're a no-kill animal shelter. Now, how does a shelter become a no-kill? What's the criteria?
Yeah, so you have to operate on a specific percentage of live release rates. So, if it comes in, we treat it medically. If it does come in and we find that medically it is not living the life it is meant to live and it has reached the end of its life, then we do, we have a FOSBIS program. If a cat or a dog comes in and needs just a safe space to stay for a couple weeks or months, whatever that time period may be before they pass away, we want them to do that in dignity. So that's our main goal, is to offer a safe haven for both the healthy pets that come in and the ones that are not as healthy and need that last little bit of love before, they head over that rainbow bridge.
The rainbow bridge. Oh, yes. I'm Jeremy Wayne. Katie Voglio is my guest here on the Hangouts on iHub Network. For your adoption, what does adoption entail? Is it different for dogs than cats?
Not really. We try to make it as simple as possible. We don't want to put any barriers in the way of our adopters. We ask that you bring in an ID. Each animal has a different price of their adoption. Puppies are around $140. Adult dogs are around $100. Senior dogs are around $60. Kittens are $75. Adult cats are around $50. And senior cats are around $40. So it kind of hits every price point. And we just want it to be accessible to our community is our big goal. And that's how we found, you know, over 2,400 animals' homes last year.
Right. And they're chipped, too. So if they get lost, if somebody brings in an animal, I said, I found this lost animal somewhere, you can just run the scan over where they have them chipped. And if there's a chip, you'll know who the owner is and you can contact the owner. That's why you chip them.
Yes, every animal is microchipped, vaccinated, and spayed and neutered so that there's no accidental litters. That's also something we're trying to prevent. So the microchips will always come back to Palm Springs Animal Shelter. If someone decides they can no longer take care of an animal, we always encourage them to bring it back to us. But if for some reason it does wind up at another shelter, those chips come back to us and those shelters will call us and we always go get our animals. So,
okay.
Yeah, we consider them ours for life.
So do you, I guess you, I don't know if collaborate's the right word. You kind of work with the other shelters, you know, with the animals. If somebody gets chipped, like say in Coachella, like, oh, this animal belongs to somebody in Palm Springs. Will they contact you, the shelter in Palm Springs to try to expedite that process?
If the owner does not claim the animal, then they'll give us a call and say, hey, we can get in touch with the owner. Do you want your animal back? And our answer is always yes. Yeah.
Oh, so that's good.
It's kind of known.
So it's not like a business where you're in competition with the other animal shelter. You guys are working own ways. Yeah, that's a real cool thing. Katie Voglio from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter is joining me today. We're going to discuss their drive-in event coming up here in just a minute. But I know that when it comes to dogs need to be licensed. But why not cats?
You know, Jeremy, that's a very good question. The dogs are definitely out a lot more in public. In order to get a dog license, you have to have your dog up to date on their rabies vaccine. And I think that's just a public health issue. So licensing your dog, make sure they get their rabies. It makes sure everyone in the public is safe. Rabies is required for cats as well. But we at least encourage everyone in the Coachella Valley to keep your cats inside. There are so many predators, coyotes, different animals that can and will get a cat. That we really encourage our adopters to keep your animals inside as best as possible to live the longest, healthiest,
right,
least stressful life.
I'm going to say too, for homeowners out there, don't leave. If you're going to go, let your dog outside to go potty in the yard, go out there with them. And your walls around your house, around my house, they're like 6 feet or more. Coyotes can jump those things, especially if they're hungry. So don't leave your animals unattended outside. They're ever. Just always go outside. Yeah. Even if it's the middle of the night, you know, sometimes your dog will wake up at 1:30 to go. You have to go potty. But, you know, it's not going to take that long. Go out there with them. Now, you license dogs.
And especially those small dogs.
And while you're walking your dogs, too, make sure they're in your periphery or whatever. Because coyotes can come up on these small dogs, even when they're on the leash, and snatch them away from you.
Very crafty and they do cause a lot of damage and we all want to prevent that. So absolutely, we agree.
Now, licensing dogs, you talked about that. Now, here in the Valley, you do trap, neuter, release. There's a lot of feral cat colonies around the Valley. I have seen them. So why trap, neuter, release?
So a feral cat doesn't belong in the shelter. It's as simple as that. A community cat, as we like to call them in these colonies, they're not used to humans. And they don't do well in shelters. They get sick while they wait for a forever home, and oftentimes they can't be handled, and then they can't be adopted. And you get a shelter that's made for adoptable animals overrun with animals that can't be adopted. So what we found and what they found across the country really is that an effective trap, neuter, return program in colonies that are sustainable will eventually decrease the number of feral cats in a community. So oftentimes these cats come in. Well, we do it every weekend now. We have about 40 to 50 cats a weekend come in. They're spayed, neutered, microchipped, and the best way to tell if a cat has been through a TNR program is a little tip off of their left ear. It's painless to them. We do it while they're under anesthetic, and it's an identifier for our community and actually internationally that cat has been through a TNR program and it can no longer reproduce. And reducing the amount of animals that can have litters of kittens then effectively reduces the number of community cats you have in an area. So we're really working on that. We've spayed and neutered well over 10 to 15,000 cats at this point. So we're working on it.
You're working on it. Another thing too, I plan on dying an old cat lady myself. I have a dog too. I'm bipetual, but I really love cats. And what I tell people too, and I just have to throw this out there, when you get a cat, declawing should never be an option for any of your animals.
That's very true. It causes actually a lot of behavioral issues, and a lot of people don't realize that. So we are we don't declaw ever, and the cats that do that do come to us declawed often have trouble using the litter box. They are often frustrated because they can't scratch. You know, these are natural things that cats do. So we teach people when they adopt by scratch pads, vertical and you know, up in the air, hanging off of doorways. You have to give them different surfaces to scratch on.
Absolutely. The other thing, too, if you don't want your cat scratching your furniture, maybe not have a cat if you're going to declaw. I know you can put those little colorful caps on their claws. Or what I've tried to, not with my Eartha Kitty. She's very feisty. She won't let me clip her nail. She won't let me clip her the ends of her claws with a nail clipper because I can't hold her. But we do have a cat tree, and we got multiple things around the house so that they can destroy that, not the furniture. I'm Jeremy Wayne.
Exactly.
Do not declaw your animals. I'm Jeremy Wayne. This is Katie Voglio joining me from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter here on The Hangout. We're going to discuss love at the drive-in coming up here, but a couple more things I wanted to discuss. What do you do about wildlife within the city limits, outside the city limits? You know, yesterday there was a story in Pasadena about a woman. She saw it on her home security cameras. A bear got in her home and her little dogs chased it off. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wildlife here, though, they could, you know, coyotes, others too. What do you do about that?
We are not really equipped to handle wildlife, especially during the hot months. We get a lot of calls about birds. There's a lot of bird calls. They're overheated. They've fallen out of nests. There is a wildlife center in Indio. It's a wildlife bird rehab center. They're much more capable and equipped to handle these situations than we are. So we do take them in. We cool them off. We do the best we can for them, but we don't have everything the birds need to stay safe and get better. So we actually transfer over there. And then bunnies is another big one. We get a lot of calls about baby bunnies, and we just beg of the public to please leave them in the nest that they are in. It's nearly impossible for us as humans to take care of these fragile little lives, especially bunny lives. They're incredibly hard to keep alive if they're removed from their nest and taken away from their mother.
That's good to know.
Really with wildlife, you want to leave it there. Even with kittens, if you have kittens in your, it's kitten season and everyone finds kittens around their properties because, like we talked about, there's so many community cats, and there are, despite our best efforts, there's still a lot that are not spayed or neutered and they're reproducing. So when kittens are little, their mom knows how to take care of them. And if you don't see the mom for a minute, don't panic.
She'll be back.
It's probably out hunting for the food for those babies.
Right.
So when these tiny little kittens come in at a day or two old, it's incredibly hard for us to keep them alive. And our fosters do an amazing job. And many times they're bottle feeding them every 2 hours. They have to tube feed them sometimes because they're not strong enough to suck on a bottle.
Hey, Katie,
so
I need
it. Katie,
real quick. I got to interrupt you. Can you hang on? Can you come on for another short segment?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about love at the drive-in.
Absolutely.
There's so much I wanted to talk about. So hang tight. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. This is The Hangout with me, Jeremy Wayne, and Katie Voglio from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter on the iHub Network.